Rishusa of Shechter. Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes it in Parsha Shlach, that when the Meraglim came to Eretz Yisrael, so Yehoshua went off on his own, and he went to Hebron, lehishtateach al kivei avos, literally to prostrate himself on the graves of the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That posture of lehishtateach was a posture of tefillah, that Kalev went to daven. What's the significance of davening in general in a Beis HaKvaros and especially in particular in Ma'or HaSamachpela at the Kvaros of the Avos? So we're not, Rahman al-Islam, davening to them. Whenever a person is in a Beis HaKvaros, he's never ever davening to the Mason. Rather, the Maharal explains in the Sivas Olam that what happens when a person, however, through whatever channels, we can't really relate to this too much or understand it too much, but through whatever channels, when a person goes out to the Beis HaKvaros, there is some connection between the neshamos of the mesim and the burial spot. And the mesim are aware of the person davening, and they join in the tefillah. So the point of davening in a Beis HaKvaros, again, in general, at Kivrei Tzadikim, and how much more so in Ma'or HaSamachpela, is that it's a way of being able to enlist, as it were, the tefillos of the departed, that they join our cause, as it were. So that dimension is present, again, in general, at Kivrei Tzadikim, and certainly, who do we have greater than the Avos? Now there is l'chora a second dimension to the attraction and experience of going to Hebron, going to Ma'or HaSamachpela. Mashiach doesn't come and transform our observance of Tisha B'Av this year, so then in a week's time, we'll towards the end of Kinos, be saying the very famous Kina of Tzion from Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Rabbi Yehuda Levi, in expressing his intense, fervent desire to be in Eretz Yisrael, to escape the West, to escape Spain, and come here to Eretz Yisrael, so he's imagining, praying, hoping for what he would do if he had the schus of reaching Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Yehuda Levi says, "Mi yitneni mishotet b'makomos asher niglu elokim l'chozayich v'tzirayich." If only I could wander around in the places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the Nevi'im. If only I would have wings, and again I could roam around Eretz Yisrael and see Eretz Yisrael. But then Rav Yehuda Levi says, in particular, what I imagine, what I yearn for, what I pine for, is va'afki ba'omdi alei kivros avosai, that I would be standing at the graves of my fathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, ve'eshtomeim b'chevron, and I would be rendered silent. I would be confounded, standing there b'chevron alei mivcha kfarayach, literally at the choice graves, meaning the graves of the choice individuals of the Avos. Rabbi Yehuda Levi is expressing many people in their personal lives have this experience, older people, much older than you. If they've lost a parent, there's a certain emotional pull or attraction to go visit from time to time the kever of a parent. And if you ask them why they're going, they can't necessarily articulate it. They can't necessarily translate it into rational categories, but there's an emotional pull. There's an emotional attraction. In the Rav's keynotes, so the comment on this phrase of Eshtomen Bechevron reads, he will be completely confused by the magnetic attraction he feels for Chevron. In visiting Ma'ariv HaMachpelah, one seeks to both express as well as try to cultivate a sense that when we refer to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov as Avoseinu, it's not just a melitza, it's not just a rhetorical flourish, it's a reality. It's a reality that Avram Avinu is a Zayda, he's a grandfather. Avram Avinu is our father, Yitzhak Avinu is our father, Yaakov Avinu is our father, and the same way a person is drawn in his own personal nuclear family to Kever Avos, that same attraction exists, and that same relationship, again, can be expressed or cultivated through the visit to Ma'ariv HaMachpelah.
Thank you.